Inches of snow for folks over in Clifton, specifically 800 more tons of salt are on the way to keep those roads safe this weekend. But they already have 2,500 tons of salt on hand.
CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak says the West Coast is also in for some treacherous weather.
The atmospheric river, a bit of a lull the last couple of days, right? Slams right back in and gets going. Wednesday to Friday of next week, we could be looking at 6 to 12 inches of rain from inland California, higher elevation snow, and Los Angeles. Mudslides, landslides.
A strong earthquake has jolted the Caribbean southwest of the Cayman Islands. There are no reports of casualties or damage. Andrew Nataroff is at the Tsunami Warning Center.
The magnitude is now 7.6. Puerto Rico is currently in a state of advisory, and there is a threat message for Cayman Islands.
Authorities in Alaska say they've recovered the remains of all 10 people killed in a plane crash in the Bering Sea. Crews rushed to retrieve the bodies from sea ice before a winter storm moved in there tonight. They still hope to recover more of the plane. Another judge has dealt the Trump administration a setback.
This morning, a federal judge hit pause on the Department of Government Efficiency's access to a critical Treasury payment system that contains sensitive personal data for millions of Americans. New York Attorney General Letitia James leads a coalition of 19 states suing the Trump administration, saying it violated federal laws. James said in a statement, quote, "Now, Americans can trust that Musk, the world's richest man, and his friends will not have free rein over their personal information while our lawsuit proceeds."
Ahead of tomorrow's Super Bowl matchup between the Eagles and Chiefs, the governors of Pennsylvania and Missouri have traded messages. Here's PA Governor Josh Shapiro.
Listen, I know as governor, sometimes you've got to congratulate folks and you've got to console folks. But I just want to say to you, you're going to have to console the good people of Missouri after the Birds whoop the Chiefs in this Super Bowl.
In his message, Missouri Governor Mike Keogh says even Taylor Swift, who lived in Pennsylvania when she was younger, has seen the light and is rooting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. The mayors of Kansas City and Philadelphia have bet barbecue versus cheesesteaks on the big game. President Trump will become the first sitting president to attend a Super Bowl. That and the truck attack in New Orleans last month have prompted very tight security in New Orleans. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Celebrating Black History Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Actor Wendell Pierce has accomplished much in his career. He says it all started in his hometown of New Orleans.
It was like a Black Mayberry, and the first Black mayor came out of there, the first Black DA, lawyers, doctors, postal workers, maintenance men. That was the community I grew up in. It was absolutely wonderful.
What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. Huh, that was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It turns out cyber criminals circle Super Bowl weekend on their calendars.
Cybersecurity is just as important as physical threats to the Super Bowl. The Green Bay Packers online store was hacked just last month. So how do you steer clear of Super Bowl scams? Stay away from pay-to-play and NFL ticket scams. Look out, too, for mobile phishing and payment app messages. Sam Rubin is with the cybersecurity firm Palo Alto Networks.
What's most important is to pause before you click. Don't get overwhelmed by emotion, and don't get overwhelmed by the urgency that you might feel to act before you miss an opportunity. Take a pause.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
At Washington, D.C., Brewpub is lending a hand to federal workers who are losing their jobs. Right Proper Brewing is asking paying customers to pony up $8 to buy a beer for a laid-off federal employee. Those who are fired can show their federal ID or proof they were laid off and get a free brewski. The pub's owner says they want to help the community. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some flurries and snow showers this evening, then clearing overnight. Low upper teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, a high in the upper 20s. And even more sun on Monday, high in the low 30s. Then a few more flurries and snow showers Monday night into Tuesday. Current temp is 30.
can buy me love, love, can buy me love. I buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. 'Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me love. No, 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 no. Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me
Memorial Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah, get around, round, round.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Notice them until I got this meaning that
And timeless hits. WRJN.
When it comes to sending last-minute Valentine's Day gifts, nobody delivers like Target Circle 360. Get the perfect surprise delivered right to their door with Target Circle 360's unlimited same-day delivery on orders over $35. Start with a dozen red roses, then choose from our delicious assortment of favorite day candy and more. Crush your Valentine's Day celebration by sending something to everyone on your list. Only at Target. Restrictions apply.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Love song.
local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Thank you. to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. I see your face again. I know my friend of mine. You ain't got to be so glad. And I'm glad. So, so, so glad. I'm a man. Can't you see what I am? Somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. No, 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 no. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like.
Stop in the name of love before you break my heart.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Just a little more time, and I'll surely grow. one time.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The egg shortage caused by the bird flu outbreak is not only pushing egg prices higher, it's flaring tempers. CBS New York's Ali Bauman has more.
From customers stockpiling cartons at Costco to thieves hatching plots to steal them, people are getting desperate.
There's not an egg to be found.
Some chains, including Trader Joe's, are capping how many eggs customers can buy. This cashier says the store can't keep up with demand.
A lot of people are getting hurt.
Egg prices are expected to go up another 20% this year. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan is tracking the winter storm moving into the Northeast tonight.
Major cities, including New York City, could see 3 to 5 inches of snow into the Sunday morning hours. Philadelphia is looking like upwards of 2 inches of snow, and Boston is seeing the most of 4 to 7 inches of snow expected.
A federal judge has blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain sensitive information like Social Security and bank account numbers. Here's Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
What we see here is another order by a federal judge trying to at least slow down or halt Trump and Musk's operation to upend their remaking of the federal government and its agencies.
A 7.6 magnitude earthquake has rocked parts of the Caribbean. It was centered southwest of the Cayman Islands. There's been no word of injuries or damage. The feds now say a 3 to 9 foot tsunami is possible in Cuba and other Caribbean islands. People are being told to move inland. With the Trump administration trying to dismantle USAID, tons of food the agency was planning to ship overseas isn't going anywhere. KHOU-TV reporter Victor Jacobo is in Houston.
235,000 tons of wheat is ready for shipment in Houston, but without USAID staff to coordinate travel, the wheat is stranded in warehouses. On top of that, about 30,000 metric tons of food commodities are sitting on the floor of USAID warehouses in Houston, unable to load onto ships. And that's a similar situation in ports across the U.S.
A judge has temporarily blocked the administration from putting 2,200 USAID workers on leave. A former basketball coach could be in for a big payday tomorrow. CBS's Omar Villafranca explains.
If the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday and take home their third Super Bowl title in a row, one of the biggest winners won't be on the field. Pat Riley is an NBA coaching legend who just happens to own the trademark for the term three-peat. Riley legally